I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
For you.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy, Wex.
And we are going to do a few things today. First and foremost, what's going on, Wex?
Man,
what glasses are these?
These are the glasses I actually found because I was on my boat and it fell off. So I lost one of my hats and I lost one of my black shades. So these shades right here, I got from my guy, Tony. My guy, Tony, is a guy that you probably will never, ever, like, understand anything he said. But if you from out here in Hughie, you're going to understand him. And he has some glasses. I'm like, let me get my shades. Let me get them real quick.
So, are they like purple or something? Burgundy?
No, they're not purple. They like
it's giving burgundy or like maroon.
Yeah, I think it's more the light that's just hitting it like that. It's like
dark. No, it's giving maroon.
I don't even know them type of colors.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
Twerk.
I just like them more.
Twerk, what color are those glasses?
They're definitely burgundy maroon.
Yeah, it's giving maroon.
Yeah, it's cool. I can't find the black ones. Like I told you, they flew off. You know what I'm saying? Flew off the boat.
I don't believe that. I can't. Your hat is kind of tight to your head. How did it flow off?
No, it wasn't. I actually had it the other way. You know what I'm saying? It's not this hat.
You were doing it. Well, obviously, yeah. It's not that hat, Wax.
Yeah. That's what, or the shades. You know what I'm saying? They're gone. So,
how did the shade and the hat? Like, I don't get it. So when because one was flying, you had to catch the other one. And then those went out.
When we pulled off, the shades flew off the boat. And my hat flew off when I turned around. Oh, shit, my shades. You know what I'm talking about?
Why couldn't it be you?
How could it be me? That flew off. Then I would have swum back unless the alligators would have got me. There's plenty of alligators out there. It's kind of crazy, but it's lovely.
I vote for the alligator.
Yeah.
Either way, y'all know that we're going to give y'all some good advice, the hood advice.
Yes. And
Twerk, where are our...
I have a DM. I have one DM for you. I'm going to send
you
it
have
over.
A DM.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a DM. Don't forget that y'all can hit us up numerous different ways. You can slide into the DM. You can email us. You can text Wax because I know a lot of y'all is bitches that he fucks.
Yeah. I'm selling a bit.
You're selling a bit? You're back to that? Are you?
No. I ain't got no time. I'm very busy. I wish I had time to sell a bit. I can't even sell a bit of that. You know what I'm saying?
But so how much do you charge?
I'm cheap.
I could tell.
Yeah, like just feed me really. You know what I'm saying? Wash my clothes and shit like that. Like I'm cheap.
That's the most worthless dick in the world.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting too much, so why the fuck I'm paying you? You know what I'm saying about? Just feed me. I'll do something. I'll put my finger in it. I got some big hands.
Hey. Okay, well, I'm in Dallas right now. I've been working like a slave. I'm exhausted. I slept for like 4 hours in the past like 3 days. So, we had to make sure that we squeezed in some time to do Bully and the Beast podcast. Because, of course, we're going to help out our co-hosts. And you know that y'all are always welcome on this show each and any time that we sit down. So, yeah, don't forget, y'all can join the show. This is something that we used to do. And then we weren't able to do it as much because we were in person. But now we're joining people in. Harlem is actually really amusing. I look back at some of those clips from the episode and he posts them a lot. So, yeah, he's like one of the people that's been listening to this show for quite some time. But you do know how to golf wax? That's why I'm out here for a celebrity golf tournament and the State Fair Classic. So I'm going to go to the game tomorrow. But so you can golf.
I can play, you know what I'm saying? I can't, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, would I go try to challenge somebody for some big money? Probably not, because I don't do it every day, but, you know, I could, you know, hit the ball really far. I used to always go to the driving range a lot and stuff like that. You know, I mean, Top Golf, like, I'm the man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about that shit. Nobody
I don't think it's the same. I think it's
it is kind of the same. It's hand-eye coordination. I'm just like an athlete, period. Certain things, if I can't do it right now, I'm going to catch on really fast. You know what I'm saying? It's all about hand-eye coordination. That's anything. And knowing how to get into, you know, athlete stances and stuff like that, you'll win. Because everything is all about balance and angles and stuff like that. You learn that, hand-eye coordination, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I went out there and drank. I didn't know you're supposed to be quiet. We ruining people's shit. Like, it was actually fun and hilarious. Like, I would go out there and ruin people's games any day.
I did that. Me and my boy was chasing each other on the golf cart. So they took all the football team out there. They used to know the football team. Go, hey, got the golf thing. Y'all come and be nice. Me and my dude stole some golf carts running all around. So when you come up the hill, you can't hear. I didn't know a game was going on. So he stopped short. And I hit right behind him. The dude missed a shot. So
my God.
Good job. Good job. Good,
yeah, that sounds very wax of you. Okay.
It does be all day. I'm
going to So we're going to get into it. You know, y'all slid in the DMs, like Angelo said, Twerk said. If they want to slide into the DMs, Wax, what do they do?
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast, you.
My hair is a mess, but it's just going to be a mess. And like, this is dope because my green screen's supposed to go on. So look at when I move. Look at how the shirt looks.
I didn't know you was moving. That's
fire. It looks it looks like lightning for real. Anyway, where can they DM us at?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast, you.
I don't think that's right.
Why not?
Isn't it the?
No.
Bully and the Beast.
The or just Bully and the Beast?
Just Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yeah. And the email.
Say it again, Wax.
It's at Bully and the Beast Podcast. You want to hit us up in the email. It's the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
Why the fuck didn't you make it the same? I think about that often. Like, we should have made...
Because he's trying to confuse me. I can't even spell cat, really.
I'm confused.
That's not me.
You know what I'm saying?
It got to be... It's supposed to be equal around the board. It's supposed to be same old shit. Niggas is backwards as a motherfucker. Let's get into it, Twerk, what they had to say.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm reading it? Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, my throat?
Okay, I'll read
it. The shades is hilarious. The shades are hilarious.
Yeah, shades, these purple shits with the little with the little Uzi diamond in the middle.
Yeah, I look like a fucking white woman, like what a white woman.
You do.
Shit.
You look like your name is Ethel.
It's Tony shits, man. All
right.
Come on, y'all. Edith.
Ethel. All right.
Come on, Ethel.
What's up, Wax and Low? I've been listening since y'all first started, and I finally need some advice. Backstory, I live with my girl, her sister boyfriend. My problem is the sister's boyfriend. The is a fucking bum. A low down hook for nothing ass We've been living together for about a month and a half now, and the entire time this ain't had a job or actually tried to get one. Within the last few days...
That's 3 times.
Wait.
Within the last
few days... Go back. I can't hear you. Can you hear him, Wax?
No, I heard nigga 3 times out of his mouth.
I know. I don't even think he's supposed to be saying...
You get 1 or 2, bro. How you do 3? Like,
I don't like it. I don't want... Jesus. You know what? He can't read it no more. It's my time.
Yeah. Switch.
So matter of fact, put yourself on mute. You're out of here.
You over here too much nigga.
The fuck? I feel like I gotta go over there and shoot him.
What the fuck are you doing? He said, I said, if one more, we gotta say something. Yes, we did.
Why did it sound so much more harsher?
Yes. He's like, nigga.
I was reading it how he was saying it.
Once you gotta beat. You gotta be like, beep, you gotta beat. After two, I give you two. We give you two.
That shit, yeah. Make sure you beat that out, because who the fuck you think you are?
Okay, what is he doing? This guy's out of control.
Who the fuck you think you are, nigga?
And then he said the ERs.
He said ER, right? I thought I was tripping.
What?
I thought I was tripping.
I thought I was okay with it the first time. I said, okay, he's reading.
I was like, okay, he is black, ain't he, kind of?
Yeah, and that's what, okay, he black, so you get two. And then...
It was bad. That was bad.
I was the only person feeling it. Okay.
All right, let's do it for real.
Okay. Yeah.
Because who the fuck? Because who the fuck is this nigga?
This motherfucker is crazy.
Yo, what's up, Wax and Love? I've been listening since y'all first started, and I finally need some advice. He ain't even put nigga.
I ain't heard nigga yet. I heard this motherfucker
nigga yet.
6 times.
Soon as he started last time, I heard nigga right away. I ain't heard nigga. Crazy, man. All right. I've been listening to y'all since you first started, and I finally need some advice. Backstory. I live with my girl, her sister, and her sister's boyfriend. My problem is the sister's boyfriend. The nigga, okay, with an A at the end, is a fucking bum. A low down hood for nothing, but I think they meant good for nothing.
Yeah.
Ass nigga. Do say nigga again. Yeah. Okay. We've been living together for about a month and a half now, and the entire time, this man ain't had a job or actually even tried to get one. Within the last few days, there's been rumors of him having a job that he attended for one day. Yesterday, what job is that? Let me get that.
For real?
Oh, Bully and the Beast. One day. Okay. I find out the fuck nigga quit because of police presence near the job. Also, this person does say nigga a lot. Okay, I think it wasn't twerk. Also, this nigga is a toxic menace to the house. He walks in there loud as fuck on the phone constantly, disrespects his woman in front of the whole house, and barely takes care of his child, who is also becoming a fucking menace. Recently, this nigga got an attitude with me and my girl because he left a bullet in the kid's playroom. All I said to this nigga was, yo, tighten up. He replied with, fuck off.
My nigga.
Not fuck off. This is all in text, mind you. My question is, what should I do? Cause this shit really making me tight. And Wax, would I be wrong for fucking his ass up?
Nope. Because I mean, you should fuck yourself up because you evidently ain't doing no push-ups. Because that dude should, you know, respect you. It's 2 men in the house. We gotta find out who's the alpha right away. You know what I'm saying? He's showing you that you're not the alpha. Somebody got to show the presence of being the alpha. If something happened, everybody's going to directly depend on you. I know if I'm in a house, if something goes down or somebody knock on the door, I know I'm going to be somebody that everybody looking for to answer the door. You're not. The way this nigga talking to you. So what you think need to do, don't do it right away. Don't go cold turkey or anything. I want you to go do push-ups for 2 weeks. Make sure you're doing at least 300 a day. And then go step to this nigga.
Yeah, be his ass.
Because, be his ass!
Yo, one thing I can't stand, it's a lot of things that I let slide, but people that, like, mistreat, like, women and kids, like, you gotta watch out for them. Those is weak motherfuckers. Like, those are some suck-ass niggas. Now, you doing everything but taking care of your child. You living off other people. And what job can you work? So is he saying that he worked it for a day and then got fired, or he works it like one day a week?
Nah. He left because there was too many cops around. So he ever
did. Oh, he did say that. But what are you doing that you scared of cops?
He's selling weed at the spot.
So then you should be paying for shit in the crib, bro. Like, you a bum.
Yeah, he a bum ass nigga.
Maybe he don't want them to tell him he can't sleep on this corner.
Yeah. And he mad. Damn, family.
Because police presence, like, bro, what are you doing? Selling weed ain't enough to be scared of the police.
Yeah, what's up? You ain't got no warrant. Then why you got a job then? You know what I'm saying? You got a warrant. Like, where you at? Like, what are you doing?
But they live together, all of them, right? To my understanding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So evidently, he's showing that he's the weaker one because, like, you got to, if he was a stronger one, he'd look at you like, damn, I need to get my shit together. That nigga looking at you as being weaker. You know what I'm saying? You can't even motivate this man to, you know what I'm saying, get on his shit. Like, you need to be working out so he can want to work out. What type of job you got, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Him to tell him fuck off is crazy. That means, like, he don't have no respect for him at all.
Yeah. He know you can't just wedge him.
I wonder if he feels like if he beats him up, he'll call the police. Oh, because he don't like the police.
That's why you just wedge him. And you got to just wedge him and do little things, like put boogers on him and, like, wedge him. Because you can't tell the cops that. You're not going to tell another man, yo, he put a booger on me and he put my drawers and put it between my ass. He's not going to do that. So you got to do
shit. The fact that he has bullets around kids.
He's a clown. Like, that's what the dudes who put the money to his side of his eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
man. Side of his eye.
He can't even see. Isn't that what he
says? Burgundy glasses. Yes,
he's Tony's, man. He's Tony's glasses.
Pretty Tony. So yeah. So first off, that's not your kid and not your responsibility. And I think I get you trying to save them. Y'all need to get y'all shit together and move out.
Yeah.
Leave them to have to deal with what, because sometimes the battle ain't ours. You understand what I mean?
Nice.
Like, we can't. Sometimes we get involved in shit that don't got nothing to do with us. That might be a sign for y'all to get the fuck on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't live there forever. Y'all not going to be roommates and getting married and double weddings and still living together. And if that's what you want to do.
Did he say their age?
He didn't.
Yeah, because, like, roommates, that many roommates is like, what happened? Like, that sounds like everybody working at McDonald's and they always working at the kitchen together and they all struggling. They're like, yo, let's just get something together. Oh, he fucked with her anyway, so that's good. Oh, he's in. She's in. That sounds like one of them shit. This ain't no vacation, family. This is real life.
But I will say this. It is new, though, Wax. He said that they've lived together for a month and a half. So people, I will say, once you're getting used to living with other people, like, if this is for a financial reason that y'all are, like, sharing the responsibilities of bills, you have to remember that this is a common space at this point.
Yes.
Y'all got to figure out the law, the rules that are going to be laid down.
Rules and regulations, man.
That's it. And it's always difficult in the beginning living with somebody until y'all kind of get it together where it's going to be, listen, you going to wash the dishes. I'm going to take out the trash. You're going to leave the bullets in your gun.
Where you going? I got the guns on the dresser, so don't look over there. Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Yes, son.
Yeah, I'm guilty too, though. I mean, I was, you know, I probably had my nephews and them come over and they run out the room. Hey, Uncle Austin, this way, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But I'm not used to that always. Now, if I always have the kids at the house and they just didn't just come over like a month and a half, you're going to start seeing people how they really are at the end of the day. So, yeah, the gun might be on my dresser when I walk in, just put it down or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I remember them running out the room. Uncle Wax, what's this? Let me see. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So
you can't just come into space regulating, Wax. You got to, it got to be an understanding between y'all are adults at the end of the day, right?
Yes. Yes.
And like you said, that you might be used to doing something that you've been doing your whole life and you don't even see it as wrong. So when somebody sits you down like, yo, Wax, like an adult, because that's what y'all are, you should be able to, like, fix something without having to use your hands for real. But it was the fuck off for me. That's what made me a little like, oh, you disrespectful cunt.
I mean, but he's able to do that to him because he's on the phone. If I really want to man somebody, and I feel like that bullet being on that table is actually something that we need to, you know, talk about. That's kind of serious with kids. I think I need to talk to this man face to face because I need to know his whole action, how he feel. Because that's something serious. And you can swallow the bullet, anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not like the bullet going to go off.
I mean, we know that. But it's the bullet today, the gun tomorrow, the fully loaded gun tomorrow with the safety off. You're like, what's the word I'm looking for when somebody, careless. He's careless.
Yes.
And that's something you have to make clear that you don't like to be around. And when y'all are in common spaces, and I would also say this, because he said, not only is he a menace, but the son is becoming a menace. You got to nip that in the bud. Listen, if your son, we're all going to be living together And this son has to respect all, because that's something when we was younger that we always was taught to respect elders.
That's why I call people uncle. That ain't my uncle. You know what I'm saying?
You get what I'm saying?
Respect.
All the time. I got mad uncles and aunts. That ain't my blood uncles and aunts. They my blood uncles and aunts. You feel me?
Word.
If they were to check me, I would be checked. And still as an adult. So there's a conversation that needs to be had. When you have a child in the house and adults and y'all are all agreeing that y'all are going to stay and split these bills and responsibilities together, you have to be able to be some sort of a, not that you're their parent, but a role model or somebody that influences them in a positive way as well. So that kid needs to respect them, him, the sister, and him as an elder. What the fuck is that? Your knuckle?
This
shit a little ashy, bro.
I don't know.
Does Pretty Tony got lotion?
It might be.
Okay. So yeah, it's not always resulting to like violence, because what is that going to do? You're going to beat him up and then y'all got to live in the same house together. He going to beat you up.
I mean, yeah, just don't get beat up. At the end of the day, like I said, wedgie in certain things, you ain't going to tell your girl that this nigga pulled my drawers up. Like, you got to have your weight up more than this dude. You got to make sure that you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't worry about it. If he told me to fuck off, sorry, bro. I apologize for making your day bad. You know what I'm saying? But when I see you, bro, you know what I'm saying?
And how about you talk to your girl and have your girl talk to her sister and be like, listen, what are you doing with this nigga? But I guess he said, see, but I'm confused because I want to know. He said his son. Is that her son?
Yeah, I thought it was the other two, the dude and the other girl, son, the messy dude.
Yeah, because my thing is, he said her sister and her sister's boyfriend. And the problem is the sister's boyfriend is a bum. He didn't say baby father.
Yes. So it might not even be his kid.
It might not even be her kid. That might not. And if it's not, you get what I'm saying? Ooh, I would hook her up with a better nigga.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Get rid of him. Make it real uncomfortable for him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if I was around and a dude ain't on his piece, you know what I'm saying? That's on him. I know how to rock.
That's so, not her kid. Because he keeps referring to him as his son.
Yeah.
That's not.
That's even worse. This nigga brought baggage with him to somewhere that we trying to rock. It was like, all right, that sound cool for a week. And not even a whole week. Like 2-3 days. You know what I'm saying? Where they come on the weekends and shit like that. We could figure that out. I could find my something to do on the weekends or something like that, so I ain't got to be there, let them do family time and shit. But having a kid there full time and ain't yours? How many bathrooms do they got? Everybody shitting in the same bathroom, taking the same shower in the same bathroom, family? Sheesh. Kind of wild.
And then, see, now, okay. Furthermore, while I'm analyzing this email, he doesn't take care of his kid and he left a bullet in the kid's playroom. It says with an S. Now, I can only assume that he has, or there's another kid around, more than one. And if you're affecting my girlfriend's kid or my nephew or niece, we have an issue.
We got a problem.
We have an issue, especially if they don't know what a bullet is. And now I got to explain to them.
That's retarded. Why?
Yeah. So he's ignorant. Don't forget the fact that he walks around the house talking loud on the phone, cursing, disrespecting his sister. This is a definitely getting your girl's ear. And you need to get to the, like, listen, whatever y'all do in y'all relationship is y'all business, but not in front of us.
Make it uncomfortable for a young man. Put doodle in his shoe.
He's making it uncomfortable for him, actually.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to switch that shit around. Reverse that motherfucker. Don't get fucked. You know what I'm saying? Stop laying on your back, nigga. Like, get up. Start doing some push-ups. Get your weight up real quick and go hot lab, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So start doing little shit to make him hit you first. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Don't hit him. Do some shit to make his ass hit you. You know what I'm saying? Put some doo-doo in his shoe. You know what I'm saying? Just inside the toe part. It ain't got to be a lot. Just make him feel like his feet stink all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? I just got to think about certain things. Or inside his sock. Put a little tiny ball inside his sock.
I also think not only that, I would plan and prepare to move.
Yeah. Or get him out of there. Because now it's three of them instead of four. I think three of them would do it. Now, evidently, they're there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So they want to do the financial thing together. I'd rather them stay together with three, get rid of the bad apple.
Because
we want the bad apple. Don't let the bad apple spoil the bunch. We in this for a reason. We end up because of the financial situation.
Sometimes those niggas don't leave because they ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't got no job. How you gonna pay? He don't got pay
stuff. Do your push-ups, family. Do your push-ups and get this nigga up out of there. That's it. You got to control this shit. You know what I'm saying? Let that girl stop giving him some pussy, and then he gonna want to fight. Then that's when you come in. You know what I mean? Now you got an alibi. But don't just put your hands on fam. Don't do that.
I'm not gonna lie. It's not that easy to get a bitch to leave a nigga. Like, trust me, I know. I'm a woman who talks to women who had ain't shit ass niggas.
And the most toxic ones, too.
Had ain't shit ass niggas. And literally, am lit, have my own shit going on, all that. And still end up giving the ain't shit nigga a chance because you want to believe in and help in. Yeah. You got the potential of, and these motherfuckers don't deserve it. You know? And it is hard to convince somebody to give up on somebody or to let somebody go that they feel like, oh, no, he can change. Oh, no, I love him. And then, you know, one thing we do, like, I feel like, I don't know if men do this, but we hold on to the good memories. So, like, yo, I remember when it was so good, it could be like that again.
Yeah.
And if it's gone, it's done. It's dead. It's gone.
Nah, you can get it back if you get a girl pregnant on you. Then you get it back.
You the same lame. Like, niggas, that, like, not just niggas, bitches, that are in need of shit too. They do this thing, it's called love bombing. And it's like finding out everything you like and being that perfect person so that they can suck you in and then be able to take advantage of you because you know, this is my person. Like, no, you gotta look at it for what it is. And clearly the sister got low self-esteem. She's letting this nigga not only disrespect her, but the whole household.
Yes, come on.
And clearly, he's the last of the Mohicans because he just moved in. They probably already been there, Wax. They been rocking. He's the new nigga.
He the month and a half nigga.
They been doing this. No one had a problem but Mr. Month and a Half.
Yes, Mr. Month and a Half because it's definitely a fucking problem.
And she probably moved him in because she was scared and saw the bullet somewhere else and didn't want her to be in her.
Bring that. Yeah, expecting this nigga right here to beat him up anyway. So that was the plan for you anyway, fam. The plan is for you to be tipped off. You already know what type of dude you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be down for this shit. Go handle your business. Just don't lose, nigga, because you lost your girl.
Your security. Yeah.
But if he loses, he's going to lose his girl. If he get beat up, he's going to lose his girl. So make sure you get your pussy shit. 300 a day, keep the doctor away, nigga. Real shit.
I'm sorry, but I know he ain't tough, ain't babe, because you ain't finna let no nigga be doing all this shit and then tell you to fuck off.
Yo, you know what? He wouldn't even have... I know he's soft, and my fault, fam, for calling you soft, but you wouldn't even have told us that. This text would have been awesome. This email would have been awesome.
I just whooped his ass.
Fuck off, and I beat the shit out of him.
I beat the fuck out of him. In front of the kid, and now the kid's scared of me.
Yeah, in front of his girl, so now she had to leave him. You know what I'm saying?
I beat him up, and then I whooped his kids.
No.
He's a menace. He said he's a menace.
I hear you. How old is the kid, though?
Old enough to get a little pop.
If he's 13, you go whoop his ass. Whoop his ass.
It ain't got to be like, you get him up, like you beating a nigga up.
Nah. Everybody got to need to beat everything and everybody up. You know what I'm saying? You got a monster dog, you beat him like he's a monster dog. You got a chihuahua, you beat him like a chihuahua. You know what I'm saying? You got a big grown man that's 600 pounds. Hey.
He do got to have his girl press the sister.
What you mean?
Like, she got to press her. Like, yo, why the fuck are you dealing with this bum-ass nigga?
The other sister. Yeah. She's like, yo, what's up? Tell your sister her pussy ain't that good. Because look what she got. She got to settle with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Once you see girls settling for something, they know that something that you don't know. They know that pussy in their head ain't that good.
I don't think that. I think that when you see them settle, they're probably just like, this is the best I can get because this nigga done convinced me of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody gonna love you the way I do. You know how many times I heard that shit?
I've said that to people.
I can tell. I don't know. That's a low.
You have too.
No, I never said that. Because I always know that they can do better. No, I always knew they
can
do better.
You know, no one can do better than me. Everybody that like...
you can do better than me.
No one can do better than me. All my exes have come back with the speech of, I'll never be happy as I'm supposed to be because of what I did in this relationship and I should have.
Perfecto. Perfecto. Yeah, right.
And I should have. And I wish I could. And if you give me one more chance, and I'm like, bah! I can't believe I even touched you. Once I'm off somebody, good luck.
Yeah.
I can't that's pay myself.
After I nut, I'd be like, ah. After I'm off them too, it's like, I can't be on this motherfucker. What are I doing?
See, you know I ride my shit till the wheels fall off. Once I see that wheel fall off, yeah, you ain't never get me back. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You could purchase me a country. Like, there's nothing. Once I'm convinced that fuck you, it's fuck you for life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sums it up. I don't give a fuck if you change. You went to rehab, nigga. You went to God now. I'm like, what about therapy? Get the fuck out my face.
What about therapy?
Not you and I. You should have did that before. Yeah. You should have thought about that before.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people always regret when it's way too late. And I'll be the type to give a motherfucker chance after chance. So
you know what's crazy? A lot of people don't realize, you know, and I always say this about girls, when you leave a guy and if you go better, as in like, you know, going to church and, you know, bettering your life, working on yourself and see, if you out this motherfucking clubs and shit, that nigga look like God dodged a bullet. Thank God. That's what the fuck he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, girl, I feel like I'm the nigga. Because that's how I feel like a nigga. I feel like every nigga that I've ever had a situation with, and it's like, I'm thinking of two in particular, right? And it was like, when we were no longer together, they tried to show me that they could be outside. And I'm like, well, this is exactly why I don't like your ass no more.
You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't fuck with you.
I'm not an outside ass bitch. Like you, maybe when I was 19, nigga, like we got shit to do. If you see me out, I'm working.
Sit your dumb ass home. The fuck are you doing? It's dangerous.
I hate a nigga that just be outside celebrating nothing. Like, nothing. With different people all the time, you fucking loser, you. I don't give a fuck. Like, that money, like, who really goes out and spends wild money in a club anymore? Like, that shit is wild.
Because they ain't trying to buy land. They ain't doing that. They don't even know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what to do with it, and that's why, I can't fuck with no nigga like that.
But that's why bitches fuck with them. Who out when you fuck with somebody you see is irresponsible with their money? Why not? The girl's gonna flock to you. They can think, oh, I'm the man. Bro, you ain't the motherfucking man. Them, they just happy to be, they see an irresponsible motherfucker with their money.
See, and that's why it depends on the person, right? Because like you said, there are women that will do that and will be around you because of that. And usually it's like a younger girl that's not thinking about future.
Yeah.
But then you have others that are like, damn, but he so this and he so that. And I could probably show him what to do with that. And I could probably show him how not
to. But y'all are designed to try to fix everything. Y'all designed
I hate it.
Yeah, all right. Y'all are designed to fix. I mean, it's a great thing. But I'm fixed. I mean, Y'all shouldn't have to fix a double overhead cam blown engine. And maybe a car, maybe a flat tire. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to do a flat tire. It's okay to, you know, the system might not work. You bring in a good fix real fast. These niggas' engines fucked up. They're mentally fucked up. They out here fucked up. Like, they got smoke coming out the fucking engine. You talking about, I'm a good nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Like the nigga that lives in this house. Because I'm pretty sure he was like, you know, I'm a single father just trying to take care of my son. Then he got in the building. Now he's scared of cops. Nigga don't want to work. He's scared of work. Nigga scared to fucking do the right thing. Like, that's why. And at a certain age, that potential shit is out the window. I'm not fucking dating nobody that, because he got potential. You in your 30, 40 years old?
Yeah. You got
to be on
your
shit. What do you mean potential? That nigga need to be something already.
Something. Or know something.
You need to be something. Know something.
Take care of something.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like for me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Okay, so the moral of this is sit down and talk to him man to man and then do shit to get him out.
Give him one more chance. Give him one more chance because a lot of people, you know, these days, I'm not sure exactly how old they are, they might say a little something on the text. You know what I'm saying? They not used to that man on man. See, back in the day, we had all that text and all that, so we had to come see him. So we had to have our P's and Q's, Y's and Z's. You know what I'm saying? So I think you need to go to him man to man and talk to him and be like, yo, what was all that fuck off shit? Like, you heard a woman say that before. You heard two women talking, hey, bitch, you shut up. Like, they could talk to each other like that. When it comes down to men, you got to show them, especially being in this household together, are y'all two alphas or is he showing you that he's the alpha?
Right.
Don't get showed up as a man, bro. I need you to be very stern on him, especially if you feel like this bullet was very important around them kids. You know what I'm saying? So if you do, get on your shit. Get on your square. Get on your push-ups first before you confront them, though.
Because next thing you know, that bullet is going to be in your ass.
You see, he played with guns. He irresponsible. Why you think the girls go to the niggas in the club throwing the money? Because they're irresponsible with their money.
That's a fact. I'm going to have to agree with you on it. You finally said something smart.
I kind of felt smart just now. I think I have this new weed I got. Who's wax?
When I seen Drake in the club with the Tupperware full of ones, I was like, damn, I should have pulled up the Onyx. Yeah. And I walked off with a couple stacks. You know, the way my peoples do, they give you the money. They like, huh, go ahead, throw it and keep a little for yourself. That's what they told me when I was younger. Yeah. Right? They like, here. Here's some
money. I did that older, L'Oreal. I was older doing that.
I'm saying shit. I got a job, a good one. Grown, and I'm still taking some singles home.
Yeah, I was taking some. Okay,
I'm taking some singles home.
I think money is money, right?
It's not just that, because I'm working. I'm working. I'm throwing money out. I deserve a little something too.
Come on, I'm just gas money for me. Can I eat after this? Shit. I think about all that shit.
When I was younger, there was a highlight of my fucking, and I was in college. I didn't really have money. I'm like, yo, we going to the club with. And it'll be like one of my friends that's up, that's known or whatever. And I know that they're going to throw. Oh, wait, big shout out to my guy, Jamal Tinsley. I remember when he was at the top of his game, we go to the show. He like, here, throw some money. I'm like,
early.
Gas money, valet money.
Early.
Tomorrow early lunch.
We stayed there extra day. That is just $75.
I threw like $40.
I'm surprised you threw $40. Yeah, that's a lot.
Out of 500.
Okay, 45. No coke has, that's 10%. Don't throw that 50. We don't do 10%.
My boy, one of my boys that used to be around him used to be like, bitch, fuck is you doing? You going to give all the bitches the money and then what you going to have?
Like, he irresponsible with his motherfucking money. Get him, girls.
He put me on the game, though. He like, so you just going to get a bitch all the money and you going to go home with none.
Right.
I was like,
huh? What you think she doing?
This nigga's on to something.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I used to go on the strip clubs and make more money than bitches. You know what I'm saying? I was up in there hustling the whole fucking time.
Wax, I can tell you did that. It's okay for me to do it, not
everywhere
you.
I went. No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just a hustler. I ain't no. That's just what it was. I seen a place I could benefit off getting bread. Anywhere I go, I want to get bread off of it. I don't care if I'm going to the kids' soccer game. Or I'm gonna have waters out there. I'm gonna be the guy out there selling waters.
You know all right. Well, let's. So once again, if y'all want to get the good advice, the hood advice, you can hit us DM, email. What's the DM one more time?
The DM is at Bullying the Beast Podcast, and the email is at the Bullying the Beast Podcast. You're Kyle Addis.
All right, let's get into Word on the Street really quickly and talk about Tupac Killer was arrested, or the guy that set the whole joint up. Nigga, this is like 39 years later.
Yeah, you think you're getting away with that shit, man? That baby yours, nigga.
Look, well, like everybody is kind of blaming Pac for his own death. And they were like, you know, you thought the gang life was a joke. You got involved in some street shit. And you was claiming blood, this is that, and the third, and some Crips came and did the street shit that they do. So some people was like, you know, that's when you get involved with the wrong circle. And it's like when keeping it real goes wrong, I guess, kind
of. Yes. I've seen that my whole life.
Yeah, especially so basically Jason, it's like he was his own demise.
Yes. You have yourself or a woman?
I'm sorry, but I didn't even realize we were still looking for this guy.
Man, I actually didn't realize that people still thought that Tupac was dead. I was more surprised that.
I really believe the Cuba shit. When they said niggas pulled up to Cuba and went him.
They see this nigga.
Huey P. Newton him and.
Somebody told me he's driving a cab. I was like, damn, this nigga got a whole cab company.
No, he ain't driving no cab.
I was thinking he had the whole cab company. He owned the whole shit.
Tupac, so fine. There's a bitch out there in Cuba that would have took care of that nigga. That's a fact. That's a fact. I would have moved to Cuba for Tupac and took care of Tupac.
Tupac with that nigga, man.
You know who else would have did it? Jada Pinkett.
Ooh, ouch.
Ooh, there's no way.
Smith.
There's no way he would be driving a cab as long as Jada Pinkett is alive, okay? So the murder happened back in 1996.
Damn, was I alive? Yeah, well,
nah, I think I was just born that year. But KPD, he was arrested Friday morning. So he admitted to being present for Tupac's shooting, actually. He had a tell-all memoir in 2019, stupid ass, called Compton Street Legend. And he said he was in the Cadillac where the gunfire erupted. He was in it because he was shooting out of it.
Good job, buddy.
You write a book about it. How bold. Not only that, you write a book about it.
If I did it.
But look, he wrote a book about it in 2019, thinking that he got away with the shit. Like, all right, now it's safe to talk about it. There's no statute of limitation on murder.
That's what I'm about to say. Not on murder, right?
And no.
What else? Rape?
That's it.
Bam.
That's it. That's why, look, not rape. Look at Bill Cosby.
They ain't still getting them for that shit?
Yeah, some of these bitches, it's no statute of limitation on rape. Some of those bitches were 16 years old, and now they're like 96.
And they got. They got his ass.
He got.
Yeah.
He's in trouble over it. So, like, yeah. But my thing is, like, you bold motherfucker, you. And for real, if he would have just shut up, he would have got away with it.
Yeah. You could have died peacefully. Now you about to die with somebody meeting your butt. Somebody going to tear your ass up and they will kill the Tupac family.
But not only that, it's given like either he was mad hype still to this day that he killed Tupac, or he was obsessed. Because during the police raid, they collected multiple computers, cell phones, a hard drive, and a Vibe magazine that had Tupac on it.
You better see if this shit's sticky.
But look, two tubs of photographs and a copy of his tell-all book. So there was things within these things that had to do with Tupac. And that's why they confiscated them, because they are going to pay off in the case. He's going to probably be put away for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. Tupac probably was hunting this nigga. If he really hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Tupac probably was hunting him. That's probably a Tupac crib. You know, nigga, you want to hunt me, I'm just living you, nigga. And I'm going to have all my shit all around your house and hunt you. You'll never forget me. Because I can't see a dude doing that and want to actually, because you want to get something, type of ghost or something, what you coming to see if you murder somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He also did a public interview with his nephew on BET, where, like, this guy's wilding the fuck out. Like, you know what? That's all I can see happen.
Social media.
23 years or 24 years past, 25 years. And he's like, you know what? Now I'm going to tell my story.
Yeah, I want to be clout. I want this clout. Look who I'm about to be.
Everybody to know I'm obsessed with the fact that I killed Tupac and got away with it.
and got away with it. But now you lock me up now, everybody. Let me get locked up on TV. I'm gonna be a fucking star. I'm so retarded.
I love social media. The police don't even got to do their job no more. Y'all do it for them.
Yeah, y'all do it for them. Social y'all media, do it for good them. Job.
But it's so funny to me because they'll talk about a snitch all day. Nigga, y'all tell on yourselves.
Tell yourself.
Now let's move on. This is something everybody's talking about. This is crazy. I don't even want to talk about this. It's so crazy. Ready?
What you mean?
Remy Ma, Papoose.
That hurt my feelings. That hurt my feelings.
They you had to have heard about it by now, right? They heard about it by now.
I heard it is like some dude saying he was smashing Remy, but I'm like, I hope that ain't the case. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, I like Pop. You know what I'm saying? I like them together, actually. And I like the whole story. Like he stayed and waited for her. And regardless, he got a little nucky here and there. You know what I'm saying? But he's held it down while she had to get locked up and shit. It's like, if he went to go smash another bitch, that's cool. But mommy went to go smash another nigga. That sinks the ship, baby. Women can't do that. That sinks the ship.
Well, she's saying she's comfortable. She sat there when, during the battle. In case y'all didn't know, she was called out. We're going to add him the verse.
Peace.
So Geechee Gotti, he was the rapper that called Remy Ma out. While they were battling, and they are saying that she is now messing with Easy, the block captain. They're both a part of her league. It's her and Papoose's league together.
Ouch.
And she was standing next to Easy while she was called out. They have these pictures saying that they were on a date. They got these other pictures where they're like matching and neither one of them are admitting to dealing with each other in that manner.
I suppose so.
Do you think she's really cheating, or this is just another?
I would say yeah, because how blunt I believe Remy is. You know, I'm the person that know her like that. I would say, you know, seeing her demeanor and everything, if somebody would say something about her household or even trying to bring her household down, I think she'd check it. She ain't checking it. But you can't do that in battle rap.
You can't do that in battle rap.
I'm talking about I heard interviews after. You see what I'm saying? She was like, listen. But did she, like, listen, my household is good. It ain't nothing to do with my house. She did?
That's basically, yeah. She was like, you know, it's a lot of rumors. And she was like, but this is just battle rap. She was like, this is how it goes. Like, you get called out. They talk about
she's supposed to hit that and lock that down. Like, yo, what the fuck? I'm a married woman. Y'all watch your mouth.
Calling her a bitch like that to her face. And it was, I mean, she did say something to him after again, like this video is circulating on YouTube. So we're only seeing pieces and parts of it because, of course, they put the worst part on the blog.
Of course.
So that she was actually joking with Geechee after that, like, nigga, you ain't getting your back end. Who a bitch? Like, you know what I mean? Like, she pressed him. But in a joking way, because obviously she has a relationship with him as well. These are people that are part of her battle league.
Peace.
She does know all of them well. But I do say, if she's not dealing with him, that's what sucks about being a woman in this industry. You sit down with anybody you dating them.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. You supposed to lock that down. You know what I'm saying? If I'm out there with somebody, this is my wife, and anything allegations. Right now, me and you don't know. Why not? Look how many weeks it's been. Remy should have been like, yo, this is my household. Y'all watch your mouth because my kids is there. This is my father of my child.
It was like, when Easy said, because you know they said that Papoose and them jumped him after one of the battles. And all I know is he confronted it in the thing, in the battle. And he said this about, you know, just know if whatever I got the female, this is what Easy, the block captain, had to say in the battle.
You see the scales, written in digital, like an email. I pre-left this whole game of my career, y'all tried to de-rest. You wanna know who I'm fucking the game? You wanna know the details? Yes. Nigga, keep this on the D-mail. If you heard that nigga did something to me over a female and he ain't dead, it's probably because I still got the female, nigga.
So kind of it's like he's insinuating that maybe something did go down, but he got Remy, so he's letting it slide.
Let it slide. I got you. I know why you did this in the first place, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? But Remy, that's your household, though. I mean, again, I don't know what's going on in their relationship at all, but that's still your household. That's still your child's father.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like the poster children for black love, right? They coined that phrase, Papoose.
That's what I thought. That's why it hurt me. You know what I'm saying? You're making me feel like I can't get nobody at all.
It has nothing to do with Remy and Pat.
No, I'm just saying, if I see something happening, let me see a thing. It's like Beyonce and Hov get divorced. Who want to see that? No, we need this. You remember Harriet and Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
When they got divorced, like, what the fuck? That shit hurt.
It was a blow. Hold on, they didn't get divorced.
Harriet and fucking from Family Matters?
They didn't get divorced.
Oh, then it must have been Uncle Phil and
didn't get divorced.
It's a light-skinned lady there now.
Okay, we're out of here. Either way, hopefully Rem and Pat come to understanding agreement. They have a child. Hopefully these are rumors. Who knows?
Please.
I know we're going to find out. Because Remy don't seem like the type that's going to not do what she wants to do in life.
I hear that, but it's still respect at the end of the day when you got a king. You know what I'm saying? If he got a queen, it's a certain respect he got to have also.
I mean, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
That's what I said.
Maybe it's Papoose that moved on first. That's what people... And it's like maybe because she's more of the outside person. Of course, people are going to attack and blame her. But we never know. We don't know. Maybe
still move quiet because we still ain't see a divorce. You know what I'm saying? So still move quiet at the end of the day. I don't want to tell one what to do at the end of the day.
It's my life. You only have one of them.
Respect.
And I'm going to do what makes me happy. Go ahead, Rem.
But that's why you should still do it things accordingly. We all know we got one life to do things accordingly. Do things that why would you do all these type of things? Oh, because you want to get yourself in a good light. Then why are you going after this type of accolades? Why are you doing this? Everybody want to have a good light at the end of the day. You still want to have a good name. You want to be solid.
Some people don't.
But then don't act. Don't do nothing good then.
How they live, you can tell they don't want a good life. How they move, you can tell. But with this,
I'm just saying as a Remy, like certain women, you want to be known as a woman. You don't want to be known out there as one of them girls out there. You know what I'm saying? You're a married woman at the end of the day. So you don't want to just be out here any type of way. That's not cool.
And it's not just them. You also got Iman and Tiana Taylor that broke up. She said they separated and, you know, they're still best friends.
I actually like that, though. You can still be cool. Y'all not together. Y'all see that y'all not right for marriage because marriage is, we are one. Whatever
they're
you
married
do
is fine.
Is me. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So we like, I don't want to be one with you no more, but we can still be cool, especially when we got kids together. I think that's even doper. That's when you be like, oh, damn, I could really still fuck. I thought I could still fuck with this person. But now it's like, oh, we hate each other and shit like that. Like, slow down.
It is so many rumors about Tiana and Iman. I've heard so many rumors over the past years. There's stuff that I know for sure that I haven't said anything on. There's so much stuff that I know. There's people that I know that's pregnant right now that will see the baby in a couple months. I just don't like blowing things up. I'm not messy like that. So let's move on. Jeannie Mai and Jeezy, they've broken up. They're saying that they're living in the same house, walking past each other. I could not imagine. Jeannie, get the fuck out. Or Jeezy, get the bitch the house. Because let me tell you something. They both got their own money. But one thing, she done came over, took the house over, got her mama living there. The brother living in.
Like it's supposed to be. Like it's supposed to. Yeah,
your
man,
brother? I don't know. The mother is one thing. The brother is grown. He needs to work and go do his own shit.
But you got a house. You know what I'm saying? You a king. Of course you're going to have whoever. You know what I'm saying? I have people come over. The uncles stayed. The cousins came and stayed. You know what I'm saying? Well, they all fucked up. But always had big cribs. Always had enough to be able to make that happen. But if you got an apartment, brother and mommy might not be able to come stay. You know what I'm saying?
Mommy is one thing because she's going to help take care of the child. She, whatever, whatever. A grown man taking care of a grown man, unless he's harmed, hurt, something going on. No.
But she's doing that off her dime then. She probably was like, I always say I was going to take care of my brother. Is this okay? You know,
taking care of you.
He's between jobs and, you know.
Well, get him an apartment. If you say that you're going to take care of
him. Make him an apartment.
No, not you. You, her. Because you said you were going to take care. I'm sorry, but if I'm a grown man.
Y'all won now. You got to understand. That's what I'm saying. Once you marry, y'all won.
We I don't care. No, I don't play that. And my one ass would not be taking care of that one individual that's too lazy, unless he's handicapped. Something got a special need. You get what I'm saying? You a grown man just like me. Get to work, nigga. You sounding like this.
No sympathy. Yeah. No, men don't get no sympathy. Fuck that.
Women either. You have to.
Women get sympathy. Women get sympathy. I gave plenty of women sympathy. And if a man came to me and said the exact same thing, I don't give a fuck.
I'm not taking care of no grown ass woman or no grown ass man that got two hands, two feet, two legs. If I could work how I work, like a damn slave, oh, you can figure it the fuck out.
You better figure it out, or you ain't eating. There ain't nobody giving up shit.
Period. Let's talk about Black excellence.
We got
it. Now, this was so funny, but not funny at the same time. Oh, no. Okay. We're going to talk about this next week. This is just news that just came out. Neo has actually been declared the legal father of the children with Sade, because he didn't fucking know that, because he was fucking her and broke up his whole marriage over it. But then was like, hold on, bitch, are those my kids? Nigga, yes.
Oh.
What's wrong with these guys? You going to try to split it and flip it and act like, hold on, bitch, I don't know if those are my kids. They're your kids, nigga. You was fucking her. You fucked her. Nah, left your wife for her.
You don't know. It's mommy's baby, daddy's maybe. It's always maybe, bro. It's always maybe. You never fucking know. I don't care if you've been there all day.
That's true.
If you could turn your head, that baby might not be yours, yo. If you ain't with her 24/7, I'm telling you that baby might not be yours, man.
But we're going to talk about that next week, because I honestly feel like everybody should do a DNA test.
You have to. You're only right.
At the hospital.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right, yeah. Right, Twerk?
Yo, yes. One in every three people that take a DNA test are not the father.
You just made guaranteed. That stat up. You just guaranteed. Made that stat up.
You know what happened to me?
He made that
the up. Baby picture on the, I had the baby picture on the fucking, my mama mirror and everything in the house.
Yeah, your mother was like, please, this ugly ass nigga can't be my son.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking
exactly
about you.
What we got.
Oh. I was talking about you. You yeah. Not the real. You not yeah. The real. Okay. So Black excellence, big shout out to Usher. He's doing big things. Super Bowl halftime show. I love how not everybody's so hype and yes, Usher's gonna kill it. But y'all was mad as hell at Jay-Z when he started working with the NFL. Now y'all want to be happy for all the things he's doing and bringing in. We knew he was gonna make great changes, you stupid motherfucker. Yes. All you had to do was just wait. We ain't never seen so much Black people perform during the. I remember when they had the rock and roll niggas. I'm like, this is boo. Bring the commercials on.
Yeah, so, at least you bring in the people that everybody, like, the whole genre fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he going to bring the other people that every genre fuck with. I'm sure he going to do what he's supposed to do with that, too.
It's going to be a good time. Yeah. Usher is going to be the first person to bring strip poles and roller skates to it's the motherfucking
right.
Super Bowl halftime.
It's only right.
Only
and
right.
After party. And
the after party, you heard me. It's gonna be lit. And I won't be there because I've never been to Vegas before. Y'all know I always say that.
No.
Mm-mm. But I've heard things like during All-Star, they were like tying people up in their rooms and robbing people. And because they, where are you gonna go? But to your room or the strip? And
my shit was under fucking believable. They I had a fucking, I mean, if you look it up, you say Wax kidnapped, if the cops thought Wax kidnapped the girl.
I remember.
Yeah, they thought I fucking kidnapped the bitch and she chased me to my fucking room. Like, what I was supposed to do?
A fat bitch, right? A fat white
no,
bitch.
No, hell no. She
that's not what I heard.
Motherfucker, hell no. She was bad as hell. She was arguing with her man. I walked past. She was just like, oh, excuse me. And I seen him looking. I'm like, yo, Brian, got nothing to do. She literally chased me in my room. He told the cops that I kidnapped this girl.
You give kidnap energy.
I don't know why.
It's the glasses for sure. It's the glasses.
Yeah, yo, it's Tony glasses. Listen, when y'all meet Tony, I'm gonna see y'all picture Tony. Make sure you put Tony up there.
Yeah, I never met a nigga with maroon burgundy glasses.
It's just Tony's glasses.
All right, sure they are. Sure they are, Tony. Okay, so we're gonna get into our last segment, and that is y'all know what it is, the funniest one. Wax's ABC. Wax is ABC. Okay.
Yo, Jesus, sir. We got.
We can't see Angelo or the fucking word.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how it goes. I'm going to give you a word. You're going to say that word, define it, and use it in a sentence. And today the word is A.
I can't see, bro.
ASSIDOUS. What is that?
ASS.
Ass like you.
Ass. Up more. Up. ASS. I can't see it. It looks kind of crazy. L'Oreal, you see what I mean, right?
I saw it before and now I don't.
Yeah, it's blank.
Why don't you put it in the chat?
I don't know how to do that. No. Do it.
I'm talking to him.
He almost had it. Turn it up.
I'm about to leave y'all niggas because y'all take it too long to try to figure this one out.
ASS. Say it again.
ASSIDOUS.
As Adonis.
As Adonis. Acidonis
is like an ass dentist. So they like clean your ass. Like Adonis, like a dentist, you know what I'm saying? So Acidonis is like the instead of tooth fairy is an ass fairy. So Acidonis, let me put in a sentence.
You ever been to the Acidonis?
No, I don't. I mean, I guess it's like, you know, the colonoscopies and shit like that. So
yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so Acidonis is like, that's what they call the colonoscopy people. The Acidonis.
Okay. That's actually a real good stripper name.
Yeah, Acidonis. All right, so I went to the dentist, and it is either you get to the dental work done for your teeth, or you go get your ass done. And I seen some guys in there going, they said they got to get a colonoscopy. And it was like, where's Dr. John? It was like, who? The Acidonis? So he was the guy that, you know, put the thing up your ass and make the water come out and make you shit. So Acidonis is nothing but an ass doctor, the colonoscopy man.
Okay. I see where you was going with it. Twerk, what does it really say and what is it really?
That's wax logic for real.
That's hilarious. Oh, Acidonis.
The word is assiduous.
Yikes.
And it means showing great care and perseverance.
Something you know nothing about.
Oh, hey, you show great care in your ass because listen, you need that colonoscopy. You need
that shit. Man. How do I get stuck with these niggas? I'm just done.
Great care for your ass. Acidonis.
I'm getting out of here. I'm sorry. Bully and the Beast podcast. We gonna get up out of here. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend.
And don't forget to hit us up in our DM at
Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Or slide into them emails, okay? We want to help y'all out, get y'all the good advice, the hood advice.
Yes.
What is the email?
The Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com.
Come on, Twerk. Come on, that's how you come in. Acidonis.
He definitely looked like the Acidonis when I went there. He looked just like Turk. The guy.
Oh, my. Oh, so you did go.
I went to my team. I went to the
You freak.
Team.
You a freak. You
I
a
said
freak.
To the right was the Acidonis.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get out of here. We're going to let Wax go to the Acidonis. You know, that's his favorite place. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Peace.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.